Welcome into Sports with Balls, y'all. Yep, it's about that time. I'm Jeff Michael on a Friday. Let's try to get this show going, man. Welcome in. Sorry I've been gone for a while, man. It's been about a week since I got a show in. I have been on the road, been extremely busy up in Charlotte, North Carolina, and in South Carolina, taking care of business every day. Y'all know what it is, but welcome into the show. Sports with Balls, episode 302. Getting it going on this April the 26th, by the way. My birthday was Monday, so happy birthday to me. And then I got sick on Wednesday. Anyways, we're here on a Friday. It's National Arbor Day, Tree Day, I guess. April the 26th, National Pretzel Day. What else we got going on? Alien Day. Today is National Alien Day. How many of you out there have seen an alien? I have not. Just going to say it. I have not seen an alien. I bet one out of every 10 listeners have seen an alien or claim to have seen an alien. That's just my guess, but we'll see. Today's National Alien Day. Get Organized Day. I'm actually doing that. It is cleaning the house day for me. Hugging Australian. Dan, Aussie Dan, what's up? Hugging Australian. Aussie Dan, incredible comedian out of LA. He's from Houston, but he's in LA now. Go follow him, Aussie Dan. Find him on social media. Absolutely hysterical guy, Dan Green. We call him Aussie Dan. So Hugging Australian Day, National AI Day, National Garage Day. Maybe I'll work in my garage. It's about time to clean out the garage and get it ready for sports, right? The weather's turning a little bit. It's not as cold. Get the man cave ready. So maybe I'll do that. If your name's Jason, today's your day. I got a lot of Jasons, man. Most important, Jason in Denver. My boy Jay. Oh, man, got two kids now, married. Love that, love that. So shout out to Jason in Denver. What else we got? National South Dakota Day. Yeah, I don't want to go back there. It's a cool place. Kids and Pets Day. National No Makeup Day. There you go, girls. To all the female listeners, it's National No Makeup Day. Go get it. Richter Scale Day. Remember Your First Kiss Day. Oh, my gosh. Claudia Dominguez. That's right. I was in Philip Parker's house in Houston, Texas, and I was 12, maybe. It was Ivan, who is a buddy of mine back then. This was junior high. Ivan Dominguez was his sister. That's my first kiss. Wow. So today is Remember Your First Kiss Day. Oh, wow. So hit me up on Sports with Balls and all social media outlets. I guess let me know about your first kiss. Maybe not. Maybe not. Let's not do that. Let's go with some sports stuff. Melania Trump and Channing Tatum have birthdays today. But yeah, man. Remember Your First Kiss. What else do we have in here? If your name's Jason, get in the garage, set your man cave up, hug an Australian, and it's Tree Day, Pretzel Day, and Alien Day. So there you go. Some alien Australians. Welcome into Sports with Balls. That's how we get going here on a Friday. Look, man, the big news is the draft, right? Like, that's pretty much the draft in the NBA Finals. That's what we're going to get into. There's not a whole bunch of other things. Maybe I'll give you a parlay of the day here in a little bit. We'll try to go that direction. But yeah, let's jump into this draft, man. Let's jump right in. The number one pick, we've all known it for a very long time, Caleb Williams going to Chicago. Chicago also, at number nine, got Rome Odunze. Thomas Quinlan, there's another listener to the show, Chicago native. I want to know your opinion on this. Are you okay with Caleb Williams? I listened to the interviews yesterday after he got drafted. Unimpressed. What did he do to these guys in these interviews prior to the Chicago drafting him that they were like, yes? Is it from 2 years ago is why they drafted him? He wasn't that spectacular this past year. I have other quarterbacks above him. And of course, I'll get into him here in a minute. But Caleb Williams is as cocky as they come, man. And in professional sports, you better have the charisma to back up the cockiness. And he doesn't have the charisma. I don't see it, man. Maybe I'm wrong. Look, I'm just an analyst. I have no idea. I could be way off. But I'm looking on the back of that jersey, And I'm trying to envision him throwing a bomb in the Super Bowl and it says Williams on the back of a Bears uniform. I don't see it, man. I don't see it. Oh, Kevin Anthony, what's up, my man? I see you in the comments. Been a minute. How are you, brother? Hope everything's going well for you. It says Kevin Anthony Bayer. What'd you get kicked out of Facebook? Kicked off of Facebook or something, Kevin? Wow. Kevin Anthony, shout out to you, man. So anyways, getting back to Williams, I don't see Caleb Williams as this taking the Chicago Bears to the promised land. I don't. I'm sorry. I would have taken another player. I would have taken another quarterback. I don't like his attitude. I don't like his cockiness because it doesn't fit with his charisma and what he has going on. You can be cocky, but also be very sellable and very charismatic. I don't see him. He's not sellable to me. Listen, I'm an analyst. Could be way off. Could be way off. But I'm not the only one saying this at all. The Bears had locked him in for a long, long time. And they hooked up a number one wide receiver to go with him. If you're a Bear fan, are you excited? I would be more excited if I had Drake May, Bo Nix. If I had Jaden Daniels, I'd be way more excited, man. Way more excited. But you got Caleb Williams. That's what you got. Caleb Williams goes number one. Speaking of Jaden Daniels, he goes number two to the Washington Commanders. They have a quarterback. I'm not saying Caleb Williams is not a quarterback. He's a quarterback. I like Jaden Daniels. I like this kid, man. And Washington got them a stunner. Big fan. Jaden Daniels, obviously, LSU, Heisman Trophy winner. Just a baller of a player, man. I think he starts this next year for sure. So Caleb Williams one, Jaden Daniels two, and then number three, the New England Patriots draft Drake May. I love the pick. I do. It's just they just keep getting the same exact quarterback. Well, at least stature-wise, looks-wise, I mean, you could line up all these quarterbacks that the New England Patriots have had. I mean, they're exactly the same. They're trying to go after that same Tom Brady model. Drake May, he may be a good fit there. No pun intended. He may be a great fit. Let's not forget, man. Let's not forget that these quarterbacks could be flat-out amazing. They could be unbelievable. If they're not in the right system with the right head coach and the right offensive coordinator, it doesn't freaking matter. It doesn't. We've seen it time and time and time again. Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes hit a perfect stride. That was a match made in heaven. You have got to have the right offensive coordinator, the right system to fit your quarterback. I don't know if Chicago's got it with Caleb. I don't know. I don't know if Washington's got it with Jaden. And I sure as hell don't know if the New England Patriots have it with Drake May. I have no clue how that's going to work. We'll see. You have to have the right system. You got to have the right fit. These guys are all talented. That's already been shown. These guys are very, very talented. They've got the arm strength. They've got the knowledge. It's the system. Is the system going to fit these guys? That's the issue that we're going into. So three QBs taken, 1, 2, 3, straight out of the gate. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and then we move to number four, where, of course, the number one wide receiver coming out is Marvin Harrison Jr. going to the Arizona Cardinals, where he'll team up with Kyler Murray. I listened to this kid talk. He is a baller. I wonder. This is going to be very interesting to me. Very, very interesting. We already know that Kyler Murray is not a locker room guy. He's not well respected around the league. He's very conceited. He kind of does his own thing, aka maybe Caleb Williams-ish. I don't know. That's what I was talking about earlier. But Marvin Harrison Jr. is very humble, very low-key, very relaxed. I just wonder how these two are going to get along. I see a little bit of non-meshness there, if that makes sense. I look, Kyler Murray, great talent, but we've already seen Kyler Murray get knocked around by his former players. Everybody that leaves there is like, he's not a locker room guy. You know, you're not having barbecues over at Kyler Murray's house. I just wonder how Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to click with him. I believe Kyler Murray would be out of Arizona before Marvin Harrison Jr. would. He's that kind of franchise wide receiver. I truly believe that. And we're going to see. If they can get along and Kyler Murray can turn his PlayStation off and start throwing the football to Marvin Harrison, they could have an incredible, incredible run there. But it's not that good of a team, man. They've got some issues in Arizona. But Marvin Harrison Jr., incredible talent. We'll see if Kyler Murray can we'll see if him and Kyler Murray can get on the same page. I don't know. I have no idea. And then we move on to pick number 5, Joe Alt going to Mr. Harbaugh's San Diego Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers, however you want to remember them. So Joe Alt goes to the Chargers, and then Malik Nabers, who Kevin Anthony just put up there in the comments that best wide receiver in the draft, he goes to the Giants. Now, what did the Giants need? What did the Giants need? We all know. They needed a quarterback, and they didn't go get one. I know they wanted Drake May. They tried to trade with New England prior to the draft and even during the draft. I know that for a fact. They wanted May. They did not get him, so they go after a wide receiver. You still had J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix on the board. You still had them to get. If I'm Giant fan, I'm pissed. I get it. Malik Nabers is a talent, but you have to have a quarterback. It is a quarterback run league, and they don't have a quarterback. You can trade, I guess. That to me, Michael Penix Jr. was still up there. I'm going to get into that in a second. I mean, how excited would Giant fan would have been if they'd have just said Bo Nix, boom. Michael Penix Jr., boom. J.J. McCarthy, boom. It doesn't matter. Just give me a quarterback. The Giants, what are y'all doing? You got a receiver. He's an amazing talent. You got no one to throw him the ball. Daniel Jones? Wow. You could have shook the world up and maybe saved your job, I guess. But look, Giants go with Malik Nabers at number 6. So that's 2 wide receivers. And in number 4, number 6, Marvin Harrison Jr. and then Malik Nabers. Number 7, J.C. Latham. Good pick by the Tennessee Titans to protect their future quarterback. And then at number 8, here's the shock. Prior to the draft, in the offseason, Kirk Cousins signs a massive deal. Massive deal with the Atlanta Falcons. To the tune of, what was it, $160 million, I believe? And then, it didn't shock me, but this shocked a lot of people. They were on the phone with Kirk Cousins and told him that they are going to pick Michael Penix Jr., another quarterback, with the 8th pick. The first shock of the draft, this was, for sure, by far. I loved it. Look, Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins. He's good, and he's got the best agent. I don't know. I don't even know who his agent is, but, man, that guy's made a ton of money in the NFL. I mean a ton of money. And, oh, sorry, it was 4 years, $180 million, not 160. He signs with the Falcons in the offseason, and the Falcons draft Michael Penix Jr., coming off a major injury. I'm not saying I like it because Kirk Cousins is getting older. He's not old. In NFL age, he may be, but he's got a couple more good years in him. Michael Penix obviously sitting this year. I like that. Work under Cousins. Try to learn the offense before you get thrown into it. I love that. That's the way that the most successful quarterbacks have come around. Learn the offense first, then get thrown in there. Kirk Cousins is going to teach him for a year. Maybe they trade him. Maybe they eat that contract in 2 years. But I like this pickup. There's a lot of analysts out there that are wondering what the hell they're doing. Dude, you have to have 2 quarterbacks. This is the NFL. And then why not draft Michael Penix Jr.? That's a great splash for them. Let's go. I'm down. Their roster is as talented as it comes. And if Cousins can't get the job done in 6 games to 8 games or even the whole season, guess who's coming in behind him? I love it. I absolutely love it. So Michael Penix Jr., the first shock of the draft, got taken at number 8. Number 9, the Bears, I told you earlier. They matched Caleb Williams with Rome Odunze, who is an incredible talent as well. I just want to see how they're going to mesh. I just want to see how Caleb Williams, Odunze, and that whole new offense gets running. That's going to be interesting. That's going to be very, very interesting. And then we had another shock at number 10. J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings with Justin Jefferson. Wow. Wow. Listen, everybody had J.J. McCarthy as high as they get on their board as far as knowledge, as far as talent. He only lost one game in college, national champion. He's a born winner. Is he Tim Tebow? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he translates. Again, it's the system. It's the system. We'll see how J.J. McCarthy fits in Minnesota. I think he'll do well. I really do. I truly think he'll do well. Number 11, the Jets. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that first name. The last name is Fashanu, who's an incredible talent as well. And then at number 12, my favorite pick of the draft. Favorite pick of the draft. By far, a team that has been through the washing machine as far as drama is concerned, and the Denver Broncos select Bo Nix, Oregon quarterback, with the 12th pick, and Sean Payton got his man. Got rid of Russell Wilson, got rid of everything that he couldn't control, and now he picks up Bo Nix. I think this is an awesome fit. I think this is a badass pick. Good for the Denver Broncos, and that's 5 quarterbacks in the first 12 picks, which I have already told y'all way before, months and months and months and months ago. I told y'all this is a quarterback-driven draft, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, and it was. It was a lot of fun. After that, man, you're going to offensive and defensive linemen, edge rushers, stuff like that. The first 12 picks are pretty much where it was at. And Bo Nix at number 12 of the Denver being my favorite pick of the draft so far. I love that. That dumbest pick. Sorry, Giant fan. And sorry, Kevin. I know Malik Nabers is a talent, but you got to have a quarterback. If you're the Giants, how you left Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy, and Bo Nix on the board, I have no idea. I don't know how you did that. That is just, as Will Ferrell would say, mind-boggling. If anybody knows that reference from that movie, Blades of Glory. That's awesome. So anyways, welcome into Sports with Balls. That was a little bit of the draft coverage. The first 12 picks at least. Got to thank a couple of people for making the show happen. Number one, Christian's Tailgate, baby. Watch the draft there. Award-winning food, incredible place, ChristiansTailgate.com. Go find one near you. Place is flat-out phenomenal. Drink specials, crawfish specials. They got steak nights. They got karaoke. They got poker nights. They got everything, man. Go to ChristiansTailgate.com. Find one near you. Also, looking for some construction to be done on your house. Looking for your roof to be done. Bailey Roofing and Construction. Home improvement made easy. 281-961-2872, gb@baileyroofingconstruction.com. That is my man, Garrison Bailey, over there. Look, it's hail season right now. It's storm season. Get your roof checked out. 281-961-2872. Also, Austin Bauer, Diamond Auto Spa. Go to Diamond Auto HTX on social media. This place is flat out baller. Like every single athlete they take their car and get it's a spa for your car. There's no other way to say it, man. It is awesome. Austin Bauer does an incredible, incredible job over there. They specialize in paint protection film, ceramic coatings, and vinyl wraps. Detailing is just the beginning. DiamondAutoSpa.com. Kevin Anthony says, I didn't say the Giants would utilize him. We're talking about Malik Nabers. That just head scratcher right there, Giant fan. Head scratcher. Look, you've invested in Daniel Jones. You're going to leave it there. Saquon gone. Like, I don't know, man. I just bad pick. Bad pick. Maybe. It could all work out. I don't know. I'm pretty good at these things, man. And I just think that's a bad pick. If I'm Giant fan and they say Bo Nix in that situation, Sorry about that, guys. If they say Bo Nix in that situation, I'm freaking out. That's amazing. Whew. All right. I'll have another show this weekend, and I'll do one Monday morning. We'll cap off the draft, but that's your first 12 picks. Bo Nix to the Denver Broncos, my favorite pick. Worst pick, Malik Nabers to the Giants at number six. All right, the NBA playoffs are finally here. I don't know if you guys are watching them or not. The play-in games are finally over with. There's some decent basketball going on. I think the Philly New York Knicks series is fun to watch. Joel Embiid got diagnosed with palsy, with Bell's palsy, which is a terrible thing, but he put up 50 points. 76ers finally get a W in that series. Knicks still lead it 2-1. Nuggets are just crushing the Lakers. They're up 3-0 in that series. I think they've won 11 in a row against the Lakers, including sweeping them last year, and it looks like they're about to sweep them again. This is not a good argument for the LeBron lovers. As far as the GOAT, if he gets swept in the first round of the playoffs, Anthony Davis is in there, man. That's a superstar. Don't give me that he didn't have anybody with him. The Joker is just awesome. Guy can play basketball, man. He's so damn smart, dude. He's so damn smart. And I'm just watching highlights. I don't watch these games fully. There's no way. I can't do it. I don't know why. I just can't. But another good series or a good come out is this kid, Pablo Banchero, for the Orlando Magic. This kid can play some ball, man. This kid had 31 points and 14 rebounds. The Magic got a win out of that series. Cleveland still wins, is up 2-1 in that series, but that kid can play some ball. He's fun to watch. He's going to be a superstar in the league. Cavaliers are up on the Magic 2-1. The Knicks are up on the 76ers 2-1. And Denver leads the Lakers 3-0. There's some games tonight. Bucks at the Pacers. That series tied at 1-1. Clippers at the Mavs. That series tied at 1-1. And the Timberwolves up 2-0 are in Phoenix. Wow. The superstar power in Phoenix is not showing up, man. Not showing up. Timberwolves taking down the Suns 2-0 right now. Woo! That's your playoffs right now. In the East, I got to get Boston coming out, even though they lost to Miami. I think that Boston will come back, and obviously I think they'll take that series. But I think Boston, Denver, you know? The Thunder look great too, man. They're up 2-0 on the Pelicans. That's a fun team to watch. It's just the NBA is just for me not that entertaining until maybe second round of the playoffs, and we're still in first round. You know, second round of the playoffs, maybe I'll tune in and watch almost a full game. That's my ode to you. All right, so welcome into the show. Those that are just now tuning in, went over the NFL draft, got into some NBA playoffs, like you just heard. If you missed anything, go to Sports with Balls in your podcast arenas. I will throw the show up right after this. But let's get to today's events in sports history. I'm not going to go back before 1960 on today. What do we got? Red Auerbach, 1966, the Hall of Fame coach, the Boston Celtics coach, Red Auerbach, retired. If you don't know, just look him up, man. Just look him up, dude. What else we got? 1975, Philly slugger Mike Schmitz, 2 home runs in the 7-3 win over the Pirates at Three River Stadium in Pittsburgh, ties an NL record of 11 home runs in April. He was off to an incredible start. What do we got? Steve Carlton pitches his 6-1 hitter in a 7-0 win over St. Louis Cardinals in 1980. What else we got? Oh, 1983. Stanford quarterback John Elway, first pick by the Baltimore Colts. The rest is history after that. San Antonio, 1983, beat the Nuggets 152-133 NBA playoffs. In 1988, the NBA approves an addition of a third referee. That's interesting. So in 1988, they got three of them on the and Mike Tyson got a speeding ticket in 1989. Wow. By the way, that fight's coming up. I'm excited to see that fight. I don't I, there's all kinds of stuff out there about the rules. I don't know about the gloves or the headgear yet. I just know they're fighting. If there's headgear, it's going to be terrible. If there's no headgear, I care less about the gloves. I believe it's 2-minute rounds and not 3-minute rounds, which, man, look, I'm watching. It's on Netflix. I'm watching. It's Mike Tyson. I think it'll be the last time you ever get to see Mike Tyson box, so I'm tuning in. 1990 Texas Rangers Nolan Ryan ties Bob Feller's record, pitching 12 one-hitters in a 1-0 win over Chicago White Sox at Arlington Stadium. The most amazing stat in the history of sports is that Nolan Ryan never won a Cy Young Award. I have no idea. No idea how that ever happened. Oh, in 1991, I remember this. Soccer star Diego Maradona suspended for using cocaine and arrested in Argentina for possession and distribution of illegal narcotics. Diego Maradona, wow. Baller. Ozzie Smith steals his 500th base on this day in 1992. Carson Palmer was the first pick. Andrew Luck was the first pick. What else we got, man? That's about it. That is about it, man. Look, if you missed anything, go to Sports with Balls on your podcast arenas. I'm Jeff Michael. I want to thank Christian's Tailgate, obviously, for taking care of us and sponsoring the show. Go to christianstailgate.com. Find one near you. Also, Bailey Roofing, 281-961-2872. Bailey Roofing and Construction. Home improvements made easy. And, of course, Austin Bauer at Diamond Auto Spa. Get over there and give your car some love, man. I'm Jeff Michael. This is Sports with Balls, y'all. We're out of here.